After we have celebrated yesterday the glorious and magnificent feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And of course, Our Lady of Mount Carmel is the same Blessed Mother, but it is under a special guise when she gives us the her habit, the brown habit, which became at that point the habit of the Carmelite order. From Mount Carmel, the mountain where St. Elias and his prophets were living. And then, in the High Middle Ages, they had to flee from the enemy, from the Muslims, who were killing as many Christians as they could. Today we celebrate the feast of another saint who had to flee not so much the Muslims or the physical enemies of this world, but in particular, the temptations of this life. And he does so in a very special way because he was the son of a very wonderful and holy couple in the Roman Empire, in the city of Rome. Did not wish to be betrothed. They had already gotten several of the most wonderful Catholic and wealthiest girls of Rome to agree to marry him. But he basically said no. And so in the middle of the night, he fled his home, and nobody could stop him, nobody could see him. And they woke up. When they woke up, Alexius was nowhere to be found. He went to the Middle East, to the city of Edessa, where he lived as a monk, as the prophets of St. Elias used to live. And at a certain point, after 17 years, he found out that his parents were still alive. He would have thought by then they would have died. But he came back, and of course, nobody could recognize him. 17 years have passed, and his hair had grown, and a beard had grown, not as the noble Romans who wore short hair and no beards. And so St. Alexius came home, to his own home. He knocked at the door, and his father opened the door, but did not recognize him. And so he asked if he could stay beneath the staircase, which was in the front of the house, and held up partially the portico, the beautiful portico of the magnificent villa. And the father, not knowing who it was, gave him permission. And he would give him food every day, and other people would give him food and drink. In the meantime, 17 years passed, and he lived there, and he begged for food, he begged for alms, which he gave to the poor, and lit candles and lamps, and offered masses for the poor and those in need. 17 years passed, and then it was time, and the Blessed Mother revealed to him that his day was coming, when he would render his soul back to God. And this is very important. Would that each of us would know, because a lot of people would just get scared and frantic, which is ridiculous. We should be happy when God is about to call us, and especially if he lets us know, you're about to be called to your Father in heaven. Are you ready? Be ready. St. Alexius was. And so, one morning, he didn't come out for food or drink or anything, and the father went downstairs and found that his son, which he did not know that it was his son, but the Blessed Mother appeared to the Pope and told him, this is a man of God, and this is the son of Euphemius, and under whose portico he has slept for 17 years. And so they came and they gave him grand burial in the church where he still is buried, near the Colosseum and other of the great shrines of Rome. So today we celebrate the feast of this poor servant of God who lived only for God, and not for fame and fortune, not for material things, but only for God. Saint Alexius of Rome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.